Hi everyone, welcome back to Inside Knowledge, your summer catch-up. As always, I'm your host, Thea. Today, we are once again joined by the author of the well-being book, Dr. Anu Sharman, and we are going to speak about why your physical health is so important for your overall well-being and how you can move more throughout the day. So welcome everyone. We are back to with Dr. Anu Sharman on our summer series, Inside Knowledge. So during our last episode, we spoke about our mental health in the workplace and how it's been affected recently by the COVID-19 pandemic. And today we are going to discuss our physical health and why this is so important for our mental health and well-being. So yeah, Andrew, could you tell us why physical health is so important for our overall well-being?
Well, because quite simply, the way we're working isn't working, Taya. Cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and chronic lung disease are now the four main causes of non-communicable disease death, and they make up more than 70% of all deaths around the world. That's about 18 million deaths every year. And by the year 2030, the figure is predicted to top 25 million deaths every year. And that's telling us that this situation is getting significantly worse. So we've got to think differently about the way that we live and the way that we work. And the primary thing that I think we need to consider changing in our lives is the amount of exercise that we get. That's the thing that starts to make a difference to each of those four main causes of non-communicable death.
Absolutely, you're absolutely right. But then how can people who work in an office or even people who work from home but stay on a chair for 7-8 hours, how can they exercise more, be more active throughout the day?
So I think when we think about exercise, our minds might go immediately to sweating ourselves out on the treadmill or pumping iron in the gym. But exercise doesn't need to be defined just as going to the gym or going for a run. I think if we put it in context, today only around 10% of all jobs require physical effort. Just 50 years ago, nearly half of all jobs demanded some kind of elbow grease, sweat, or huff and puff. So I think the workplace is a good place to start thinking about how we get just a little bit more movement, a little bit more exercise into our lives. Now, remember, exercise doesn't necessarily need to be about putting our gym stuff on and really getting to it. It could be standing up a bit more. You know, I think we're dying in comfort at our desks because we're spending so long sitting down now, particularly with the displacement that COVID has brought about and many people working from home. So getting into the habit of standing up regularly, one of the things that I do when I'm in the office for a period of time is I set a little reminder alarm on my phone every 45 minutes. And that reminder just encourages me to stand up and just get a bit of a stretch. And you don't need to be an expert on stretching to benefit your body. Simple stretches, reaching out your arms, stretching up to the ceiling, bending over gently and getting as close as you can to touch your toes. All of those basic stretches that we learned as children are great for the office. One of my favorite things as well is to do little 1 minute workouts. And these are super simple. It's your choice of activity. So every hour or every couple of hours, what about doing a minute of star jumps or a minute of walking up and down the stairs or a minute of push-ups if you really want to get the sweat going, or just a minute of simple yoga poses or stretching. So I think there's lots of ways that we can do things differently.
Well, yeah, I really like that. I think I'm going to start doing those 1 minute exercises from now on. And then finally, so what can employers do to encourage their employees to move on? Are there any specific initiatives that they can do? Really, any example that you can give or any idea?
Yeah, look, I think keeping perspective is important. I think employers need to know that in 2020, obesity-related diseases started to overtake smoking as the biggest killer of Americans. And I think that trend, like many trends that begin in America, will start to run across the world. Now, in context, That means that around 5,479 people will die today of a disease caused by a sedentary lifestyle. Now, if our workers are dying, that's bad news for business, right? So I think what we've got to do is start to rethink the way that employers encourage people to be more active at work. One of the things I've noticed in COVID is that lots of people have rolled their sleeves up to get stuck in and keep the show on the road. That can often mean back-to-back meetings, one-hour meetings followed by one-hour meetings followed by one-hour meetings, and employees have no chance to stretch, to rest, to recuperate, to recharge. So I wonder whether managers and leaders might encourage their teams to put a cap on meeting times, 45 minutes, 50 minutes, 55 minutes even, just allowing that little break for people to get up, stretch, have a walk, you know, even using the bathroom between meetings, just getting a little bit of a stretch to get out, walk to the loo, get a glass of water, come back, or step outside the office or step outside our own homes to get some fresh air. All of these little things can really help. I think well-being at work is not really about bowls of fruit and discounted gym passes. It's about getting a bit more creative.
Absolutely. And yeah, I think it's very important for everyone, both employers and employees, to realize how important their physical and mental health is. So thank you very much again for sharing all of your insights. It was very useful, I'm sure, for everyone who is listening or watching.
You're welcome. Great to chat with you.
Yeah, thank you.